Andy Burnham set out a 10-year plan to raise living standards in his first major speech as a Labour leadership contender. At an event in Manchester later this morning, he'll outline his proposals for devolution and the economy, with confirmation expected that he plans to establish a number 10 in the north. The Conservatives say Mr Burnham's ideas amount to shuffling power between politicians. Neil Lawson from the centre-left think tank Compass is among Andy Burnham's backers. He says this is the last chance for the Labour Party.
We've tried the centralisation, the top-down treasury control of everything, and it hasn't worked. We haven't got growth. He has proven what can happen if you give local authorities and local mayors powers, resources, and the freedom to act.
An inquiry has concluded sweeping changes are needed to stop white working class children from being failed by the education system in England. The project, which was commissioned by the Star Academies Trust, makes 24 recommendations, including the expansion of apprenticeships and making reading at primary school a national priority. The editor Bridget Phillipson says white working class pupils have a government that will fight for them. One of Ms Phillipson's predecessors, Baroness Morris, co-chaired the inquiry.
I think what's happened over the years is that the communities from which these children come, they want the best for the children. They're ambitious. They're aspirational. They want them to have good jobs. They want them to have happy and fulfilling lives. And there's a disconnect between what they want for their children and what they think school is giving their children.
A man's due to appear before magistrates later, charged with 5 counts of attempted murder after a car hit people in Ealing in West London on Saturday afternoon. 3 of the victims were taken to hospital for treatment. 34-year-old Timir Ahmed Mohammed, who was born in Somalia, also faces charges including dangerous driving and failing to stop. The Royal Navy is to get what it described as its first hybrid warships instead of new destroyers. The vessels are designed to work alongside drones and will be built in the UK as part of the government's defence. More details from our security correspondent Frank Gardner.
Hybridisation, that's the new buzzword currently doing the rounds in the Ministry of Defence. It means mixing traditional crew-operated vessels with fleets of drones on the surface of the sea, beneath the waves and in the air. Instead of the Type 83 destroyers that the Royal Navy was expecting to get under the much-delayed Defence Investment Plan, it will instead get at least 6 so-called common combat vessels. These will act as command from where operators will control a fleet of drones.
Venezuela's interim president Delcy Rodriguez says progress is being made in restoring power and water supplies, as well as reopening roads in the aftermath of last week's earthquakes. More than 30 people were found alive over the weekend, but tens of thousands are still missing. Resident doctors in Northern Ireland are about to begin a 20-week about pay. The walkout follows industrial action by consultants and specialist doctors last week. Northern Ireland's Health Minister Mike Nesbitt says there's no scope to increase pay above a rise of 3.5%, a figure that was recommended by an independent body. In tennis, Emma Raducanu has pulled out of Wimbledon after a scan showed her leg injury had become a stress fracture. She'd been due to open play on Court 1 later this afternoon. More from our tennis correspondent Russell Fuller.
In a late evening post on social media, Raducanu said the news will be difficult to process, as playing in front of a home crowd at Wimbledon means everything to her. The British number one reached the third round 12 months ago in a season mostly free of injury. But she began this with a foot problem and then missed 2 months because of a viral illness before this latest setback on the eve of a home Grand Slam. Jannik Sinner, meanwhile, will open his title defence against Serbia's Miomir Kecmanovic in the first match on centre court. And 39-year-old Novak Djokovic will start his 21st Wimbledon later in the day.
A goal in the 92nd minute saw the World Cup host Canada reach the last 16 of the tournament for the first time in their history. They beat South Africa 1-0 in the first knockout round in Los Angeles. To secure a place in the quarterfinals, Canada will need to beat either Morocco or the Netherlands.